keeping safe for the holiday weekend. I'm Melissa Patrick. Labor Day weekend is here, and that means folks across Holmes County will be heading out to enjoy this last unofficial weekend of summer. Captain Tim Stryker with the Holmes County Sheriff's Office says that the weekend is shaping up to be one of the busiest weekends in recent history.
According to the Ohio Traffic Safety Office, during 2025 Labor Day reporting period, 27 people were killed in 23 crashes across Ohio, which is kind of incredible. It's a 35% increase from the previous year. Among those fatal crashes, 15 were OVI related, resulting in 17 deaths.
Captain Stryker adds that you will notice an increased number of deputies on the roads this weekend.
We will have extra deputies out conducting increased patrols as part of the Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over campaign that we're currently in, which will be focusing on identifying impaired drivers and distracted drivers as well.
If you are heading out this weekend, it is recommended to travel during off-peak hours,
which is preferably in the morning, leaving before the busiest afternoon. Also, traveling in the evening times can help reduce not only the delays, but stress of driving. We also recommend that traveling before lunchtime whenever possible.
Captain Stryker says that there are times you should avoid traveling this weekend as well.
Worst time to travel is when the heaviest congestion occurs during the afternoon and evening hours on Friday before the holidays, and then again on Monday as everyone is returning home. So if you can avoid those two times, it would be the best for you.
Whether you are headed out on the road or staying close to home, Captain Stryker offers these reminders to make sure you and your family have a safe and enjoyable Labor Day weekend.
Never drive impaired on alcohol or drugs. Make sure that we're buckling up every time. Eliminate distractions, whether it's texting, streaming videos, social media. Stay off of YouTube while you're traveling down the roadways if you're driving. Make sure that you know what the posted speed limits are. Give yourself plenty of time, allowing yourself time and distance in between traffic. A lot of times over these periods, we get impatient drivers, and that's where we get our unassured clear distance crashes. And then also make sure that your vehicle's ready to go prior to going out. Make sure you're checking the tire pressures. Make sure there's nothing that's going to affect you to be stuck along the roadways as you're traveling this weekend.
If you do see a suspected impaired motorist, dangerous driving, or run into trouble on the roadways, dial 911 or #677. And for real-time traffic information, log on to ohgo.com. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday no accidents, 14 incidents, and no arrests. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is asking President Trump for funding to help with storm recovery. DeWine sent a letter asking to declare a major disaster declaration for the severe storms, flooding, strong winds, and tornadoes that battered the Buckeye State last month. The request covers 23 counties after FEMA found at least 50 homes and businesses were destroyed, more than 800 sustained major damage, and around 500 had minor damage. First responders made nearly 60 water rescues. DeWine wants the president to activate FEMA's assistance grant program to support recovery efforts statewide. Congressman Troy Balderson, along with Senators John Husted and Bernie Moreno, sent a letter to President Donald Trump urging the swift approval of Governor DeWine's request. The letter backs the request for a major disaster declaration covering Adams, Athens, Brown, Butler, Champaign, Clark, Claremont, Dark, Fairfield, Franklin, Greene, Hamilton, Highland, Licking, Logan, Madison, Morgan, Muskingum, Perry, Preble, Richland, Shelby, and Washington counties. Federal assistance is necessary to supplement the efforts and resources available to the state, local governments, and disaster relief organizations. Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther announced that Flock camera data searches will be paused in the city of Columbus after Flock cameras became a hot topic across the country for its immigration-related searches. Columbus Police conducted its own audit of the Flock use. The division recently became aware of an officer who's accused of searching one license plate nearly 300 times over a 14-month period. Mayor Ginther was so upset over this whole situation that Officer Melvin Tellis has been placed on leave, and he decided it was time to place a pause on the whole Flock camera system. One long-serving police officer was behind bars following a behavioral work suspension. A Mansfield police officer is on administrative leave after being arrested on OVI charges. The Mansfield police chief says Officer John Meyer reported for duty intoxicated on August 29th. Meyer was relieved of duty and taken to Ohio Health for drug and alcohol testing. The police chief says later that night they were told Meyer was arrested by Ontario police and booked into the Richland County Jail. He's charged with OVI, marked lanes, and improper lane change, along with an open container violation. Meyer has been with the Mansfield Police Department since 2014. A teenager has been indicted for setting a fire in Cleveland that destroyed a religious landmark. 19-year-old John Patrick McManaman of Lakewood has been indicted by a Cuyahoga County grand jury and charged with two counts of aggravated arson, one count of desecration, and various other charges. All of this is related to McManaman allegedly setting the fire that destroyed the vacant Friendship Baptist Church in Cleveland in August, causing $750,000 worth of damage and requiring over 65 firefighters to battle that blaze. And finally, Dolly Parton's theme park in East Tennessee will unveil new features for fans to honor the life of the Dreamer-in-Chief, Dolly Parton, who died at the age of 80. The town of Sevierville in the foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains will also be placing markers throughout the city for a self-guided walking tour of places that were important to the singer, actor, and philanthropist. The theme park announced plans to add a new character based on her Imagination Library charitable program. A chapel inside the park will get new stained glass windows and a waterfall to reflect her faith, and fans will be able to share their thoughts about Parton at new kiosks. I'm Melissa Patrick reporting for Hometown News on WKLM.